Hi, it's Jasmine. You know, that girl who did you know what way before the internet ever existed. Join me and my special guest every week as we talk about anything and everything because nothing is too taboo. So punch your ticket and get on board the crazy train with me, Jasmine St. Clair. All aboard!
Welcome to a brand new fun episode of Crazy Train Podcast. Today's guest, many of you who do watch the live stream have seen her in the chat before and keep requesting her over and over. And of course, I'm not going to say no to a hot brunette. So without further ado, here's Miss Veronica Avlov. Finally, Veronica, we meet like one-on-one and not like in a chat room. I'm so excited to have you here. And you look gorgeous. I love your hair.
Thank you. Thank you. I love your hair. You like my long, blonde, gorgeous hair.
Yeah, it's really pretty. Now, wait a second. You did not have a Texas accent when you just spoke. You just had a very New York accent, I think. So,
well, see, this award here is for Best Supporting Actress.
Which one?
Yeah, this is my Avian Award. It's not for you know, doing accents or anything, but it is for acting, which I thought was hilarious at the time. I was sitting across the table from Jada Stevens, no less, at the awards, and I didn't even know I had been nominated. And we're like rolling our eyes at each other. I don't know. We were like, Avian again, every year, Avian, you know. And then all of a sudden they're like, Veronica, Veronica. And I'm like, what? And they're like, they're calling you up on stage. So I go up there and I make the most stupid speech and ended it with, I wonder where I can stick this thing later.
Well, I mean, it's so different now, Avian. It's way different than when I was going to the shows. And I'm like, do they really give awards for acting? Like, there's so many categories now than when I was doing that. We were always rolling our eyes at each other, like, if you didn't like someone. I was just a bitch no matter what. I think I still am. Like, if I don't like you, I don't like you. Certainly you don't come on here if I don't like you. That's aww. For sure.
I like that you're so direct. I like direct people. I would rather hear what you're really thinking than feel like you're telling me what you think that I want to hear, because then I can't trust you. I'm a Sagittarius Scorpio cuss girl, same birthday as Miley Cyrus, November 23rd. Except many years earlier, I'm 51. And I like truth, honesty. Even if we don't agree, I'm going to respect you. If I feel like I can't trust you, and I got an antenna on me, you know, so I can feel that energy when someone's being like brown. Just tell me what you think. And if I don't agree with you, that's fine. I respect that. Does that make sense?
No, 100%. I'm a Scorpio too, but I'm October. I'm directly a month above you, the 23rd. Now, an ex of mine, his wife, because they were getting divorced. I wasn't really homewrecking, by the way, just for the record, or maybe. But her birthday was November 23rd, and he would mistake our birthdays. I'm like, you fucking dick. Nothing like you. Like, you're fabulous all the way and cool. And this woman was like totally not that, like waddling around and shit. Absolutely not that. No, ill. That's the ex-wife. No. We don't feel bad for the ex-wives ever. But I think that's amazing. Now, I don't really read too much about my guests, but I knew really nice things about you because of Vic Legina that everyone adores. So I didn't know that you were into skateboarding in school. How did that even start? Because that's a cool thing, by the way.
Okay, so I've always been, you know, and I said this before, I've said this so many times to people. Like, if you've ever watched Seinfeld, which I just think is hilarious, and I love Curb Your Enthusiasm too, I am like an Elaine. Like, I have my girlfriends, but they're the kind of girlfriends that are kind of like you, like, you know, really direct, like straight shooters, none of this weird, like I'm already confused by myself, even though my hormones are now like basically gone out of my body, you know, but like women are a little bit confusing to me, and I've always gravitated, not because I'm a hoe or anything because it was long before that. I was a little tomboy. I was not really that great at sports or anything, but I always wanted to roll around in the mud and get dirty, and I didn't care what I looked like. And I just like guys, you know, the old slap on the back and fart jokes and all that stuff. You know, I'm kind of like, I'm a big goofball and I get along really well with guys. So when I was in high school, I had moved from an all Catholic girls school in Savannah, Georgia, back to my home state of Texas. And I'll tell you why I don't have the accent, by the way. I had opera training in high school and I grew up singing. I was all state, all, you know, and so, you know, there was always an egg in my mouth, so to speak. I just, and my mother, my mom too, is a musician. We're all musicians in the family. So that proper pronunciation, I have the no accent accent. I can pick it up when I'm around other people. But so, yeah, I moved back to Texas, and there were, was it three or four categories in that high school? You had your ropers, you know, and they were wearing the Stetsons and the ropers, and they were the cowboys, right? And they all listened to Hank Williams and all that stuff. And then you had your hippie new wavers, which, you know, they listened to The Cure and all that music, which I was like kind of in that group, you know, wearing their like, you know, black eyeshadow and goth clothes. And then you had your freaks who were the rockers that were wearing the Metallica t-shirts. And I was in that group too. And then you had your jocks, which I was definitely not in the jock crowd. And we all know who the jocks are, right? The cheerleaders and the football players. Yeah, I never go along really well, although I loved, so anyways, I've always been attracted to, like, you know, at that point, skater dudes, and there was this guy that was in my gym class on the first day of high school, and I was naturally busty. These are refills, but,
Really?
They're refills, but I was, like, a 34D by the time I was 13. I had nicknames in Catholic. Before I went to all-girls school, I went to a middle school in Georgia that was Catholic co-ed. And, you know, they would say, don't squeeze the Charmin and, you know, LT for large tits. So, like, it was LT, LT. Anytime we would play dodgeball in gym, it was LT, LT. And the gym teacher never knew what was happening, but they'd all try to hit me to make me run. Anyways, so I'm in this gym class in high school, and there's this cute guy, and I'm like, I like that guy. I'm going to get him. And so I'm like, I forget what I did, but I knew running was really the trick. I knew running was really the trick, and I had a tight gym t-shirt on, so I ran in front of him and ran back, and turns out he was a skateboarder, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm hanging with the skateboarders. And then my next door neighbor ended up with a mini half pipe. So I could drop in, but I could never get up the other side. But I just ended up hanging out with the skater kids. And, you know, we would go on the bus to empty parking garages and no helmet, no pads, start at the top and skate our way down. My last time doing it, though, my wheels hit one of those little pipe ridges, like a hollow pipe going into the subterranean part, and the skateboard stopped and I didn't, and I rolled to the bottom, and that's when I quit that. But I was still, like, I was the skater chick, you know. I could barely ollie, I could tic tac, I could do some things that I wouldn't even dare to try now, but I just loved it. We would go see Tony Hawk and Christian Hosoi, you know, when they would come to town. And then years later, when I lived in Huntington Beach, California, they would have the X Games right there at the pier. Yeah. And I was hanging out with all these Black Flies people, you know, the Black Flies sunglasses days. And that was like, you know, they were surf, snow, skate people. And so I was just always like, I loved the music. I loved the energy. I loved the people. Even though I wasn't that great at it, those are my peeps. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Now, I used to do ads for Black Flies and for a company called Grind G1.
Yeah.
And then one year I went up to some kind of extreme games up in the mountains in Big Bear. To host that. It was freezing, like 30 degrees, and it was like 60 something in LA. I'm like, someone fucking shoot me. It's like 5 a.m. I'm freezing my ass off. It's like, is there hot chocolate around here or like something, like a vodka something? Please, just anything.
Yeah.
So it was fun, but though I get the whole like HB crew, because that was cool in the 90s and stuff. They had cool places like Electric Chair, because then you also have these assholes on steroids at the gym, at the powerhouse gym that was there.
Yeah.
And like I met a guy there once. Oh my God. It turned out he was doing like gay porn, like jack off porn. I had no clue he was doing this shit. We broke up. I sent his mother a copy of one of his videos.
Oh my God.
Pissed me off pretty bad. I forgot what he did.
Don't fuck with a Scorpio. Do not fuck with a Scorpio.
Right?
Oh my God.
Yeah, don't fuck with me, motherfucker.
My late husband was a Scorpio and he was the art director of Black Flies. Now, I have a funny story for you because this is adult-oriented, but I'm not going to cuss or be, you know.
So you knew
Jack A. Martin then, huh? The owner of Black Flies, Jack and Flecky.
I didn't know him directly. I met him once, like, briefly. Hi, how are you? That's it. But you got to understand, like, my connection with these people, even at those, like, those big conventions for, like, extreme sports, I wasn't really the – I was there to sign things for a couple hours and leave. I wasn't there to go party with them, if that makes sense.
So Jack A. Martinez, the owner, he co-owned it with Dan Flecky. I worked at Captain Cream's with Dita Von Teese, okay? That was like where they would all go for their lunch break. Captain Cream's Tussling Tussies in Lake Forest. And it was, you know, but at that point, it wasn't a whipped cream wrestling joint anymore. So Jack A. got it in his head that he was going to ask me out. We weren't really dating. We were just buddies. So one night I put his head through the wall when we were having fun. And I got this huge reputation. So my soon-to-be future husband, when Jack and I, we weren't a thing. Like there was a whole to do, like the girls all wanted him because, you know, he was cute and he had money, he owned Black Flies. And so I remember one girl got really mad at me and I was like, I'm not even dating him. Like, do whatever, fuck him, I don't care. So I had this big reputation that I was the chick that put his head through a wall when we were having sex, you know, because I was I'm still a wild card, but I was really, really wild back then. So my future husband to be finally one day went up to him and asked him, he was like, can I ask? I went by Victoria back then. Can I ask Victoria out? And Jack's like, yeah, because there was never a thing between us. We were just like, hey, man, you know. So, we went on a date and that date lasted a week and the rest was history. But that was my crew, you know, and I grew up with Dita Von Teese. I mean, we were all just like, nobody was really famous, but now I know all these people who've gone on to become famous. It's just crazy because that 90s Orange County, like, you know, Snoop Dogg was coming in there. Gwen Stefani was coming in there. Yeah. You know, it was like just normal to be around these people. And now it's like years later, you're like, wow, look at how. And I had no idea you had a connection too. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's a small world. Like with G1, they had the snowboards. I was doing ads for them. What is that convention that was in Long Beach? And then San Diego, not the Comic Con.
Oh my gosh.
Other one.
I know. I can't think
of
it.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do know what you're talking about.
I met there was some psychotic woman reporter who like tried to loot me in some drama. She was partying in some room. I'm like, I wasn't in that room. I went home. Like, I have no clue what your ass was doing. I don't know what was poking at, who was doing what to you, but I just keep me out of this shit, girl. And I get like when you're more of like a guy's girl than a girl's girl, because girls could be fucking, they're just like connival, especially like 90s porn era. You know, that's when you had the golden age of porn. You had box covers and videos and like really glamorous trade shows.
I know.
Which were fun to go party at and meet people at. And then it just transcended into something else. Did you always want to get into adult films, or how did that fall into your lap,
well,
so to speak?
I will admit that when I started, you know, fantasizing and masturbating, you know, like sexually, because I think, you know, I was aware of my body being capable of pleasure long before the sexual started kicking in. But when I became sexualized, I did run across, like, you know, typical country girl coming from outside of Dallas. Someone had thrown some porn magazines on the side of the road and I picked it up. And So one of the things that I would masturbate to was like, oh, being, you know, in a room full of people watching me. And but no, I didn't really. And I was a stripper at 17. I had my own apartment in Dallas. I was working with a fake ID in all the big clubs, Cabaret Royale, Million Dollar Saloon. I mean, I was hanging out with Pantera back in the day, jumping in the mosh pit. I'm in the Cowboys from Hell video. You know, I knew Phil, especially Phil Anselmo, the singer. And I was, you know, I was getting it on with the sound man and the lighting man. For them, Aaron and Kevin, if you're out there, God bless you. Thank you for the, you know, so I had that in me, but then I settled down for a while, got out of the business and, you know, but I had just kind of grown up in that business. And then it wasn't really purposeful. You know, if someone, and I don't want it like this to like, this is not a negative statement. It's just the truth. If someone would have told me when I stepped into it, because I was on Model Mayhem, I had done a lot of fetish stuff with Dita before she became a thing.
Want to spice things up in the bedroom? Go to adamandeve.com. And if you'd like to get 50% off of certain items and 10 free gifts, use the code CRAZYTRAIN. Crazy with a K. Go to adamandeve.com and spice things up in the bedroom. And don't forget to use the code CRAZYTRAIN.
I would probably not do it now. You know, and I had no idea. It was more of an issue. I started fetish modeling again. And then I ran into, I can't remember her name now. But she was, I'd seen her movies. And I asked her, so, you know, how much are you making, girl, and all that? She told me, and I was like, gosh, I could really, you know, help our financial situation, which was a little bit of a situation at the time. And it just like blew up. Like I was not working intentionally towards the level that I got to. And when I look in the mirror, you know, I got crooked teeth. I'm a little like, I'm not, I know I'm pretty, but like, I've never seen myself as like some great beauty. I was really shocked when I rose to the top 10 on Brazzers, like right away, you know. And when I look at the pictures of myself from my first scenes, I was really, really, really skinny, really, you know, kind of goofy looking. But I now see, I'm about 20 pounds heavier than I was when I started. I've grown into my body. I was one of those skinny, skinny girls with big boobs that, you know, now I like how I look. There's a couple areas, but whatever. I'm 51. I've gone through menopause. I'm doing okay. When people come to me and they say, oh, tell me how to get into the business, I'm like, you need to really think long and hard. You know, it's something that like, I mean, it's given me a wonderful platform worldwide. There are many things I can do with it, but I would hate to tell someone, oh yeah, just do it without thinking about it. Because literally, like, I'm at that point in my life where I'm not really good with people bossing me around anyways, but like, I have to have my own business. Like, I can't go work in a shop somewhere. Someone's going to figure me out. You know, like, it changes the course of your life. And for me, I see the blessings, but I've also seen it destroy some people. And it almost destroyed me, but I think that was, anything could have almost destroyed me because, you know, as Vic mentioned, I am in a 12-step program. So, you know, I think, you know, you really have to be strong in any facet of the entertainment industry. And you know that too. It can be really cutthroat. Yeah. It can be really, you know, you have to really have a good center.
Yeah, and also I think social media plays a huge role because we didn't have that around. Like, yeah. I still don't really live much of my life on social media. It's like, well, why didn't you post photos when you were there? It's like, because I don't fucking feel like it, man. I just feel like, you know, enjoying my time with a Kodak camera or like a Polaroid. And by the way, when you go on about hormones and stuff, the secret are those pellets. BIOTE, BIOTE pellets.
I found a place.
My life. I've been on them for like, huh?
Oh, I found a place down the street actually here that does that. Because I just moved from the East Coast to the West Coast. So, Yeah, I mean, I'm already done with my, you know, with my period. Like, I can't get pregnant anymore. I'm all, and I don't miss that, but it does change your, it changes like the skin. Like, you know, I have to really, it's, it, it just makes some changes. Some of them I like, because at least I'm not totally insane once a month. Because I had a hard time with that. You know, I'm already like naturally insane. So like, I don't need that on top of that. But some of it is like, oh, I would really like, you know, that ability to like hold muscle more or have more energy. You know, I'm an energetic person in my mind, but sometimes my body's like, you know what? Fuck you. It's great. No, no, we're not going where your mind's telling you to go. Nope, no, no, no. The energy levels do change.
Yeah, well, I was taking the creams at one point, but creams kind of wear off. So I just do the pellets. I've had no problems. I do like D3 shots twice a month. And I'm on HGH, which I got from my doctor at first, right? But then can you believe, like, speaking of, I mean, it's just, it's crazy how the healthcare system works. After a year of going back and forth with Blue Shield, they finally approved me for 999 refills of HGH.
Really? I would love to discuss how do you even, I mean, I have insurance and I just haven't even gone down that route, you know, like trying to figure out all of the endocrine stuff. I'm not struggling, but I, you know the difference. Now, you are much younger than me, but if you're telling me... or no, maybe.
I was doing porn before you, honey.
I know.
No, I'm older than you. I've been doing it longer than you. But you thank you for
younger.
Saying that. You're only as young as the people you feel. I feel about 28. I would think I haven't even done MILF porn yet. Like, what the fuck am I doing, right? Wait, how old was that guy? I think he was old. 32. That's too old. But it's funny, like being like our age group and telling a 20-something year old he's too old. Because they do that. They laugh at you.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
I can outdo you.
Well, the thing is, but, and I hate to say this, and my lover is 20 years younger than me. I hate to say
for
this.
You, girl.
Well, you know, I mean, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, can you just like use different, is the word Ebonics? Like sometimes I'm like, oh my God, please. Like, you know, but the thing about men my age, and I love Generation X. I love the music. I love all that stuff, but you can tell that a lot of them are getting really tired. And when it's like, I absorb that energy. If I'm in the room with someone who's tired, then I get tired. And it's just like, you know, a vicious cycle of tiredness and grumpiness and then aches and pains. And, you know, I just, I want to like live. And I know I do love, listen, I don't want people to see this and be like, oh no, she doesn't. I am not all about the younger men, but it's just, I love that life force. You know, I love that vitality. And I do see some of these guys that are all tatted up. They're from my generation that are still hopping around like grasshoppers, you know, and I think it's great. I love it. But yeah, I guess it's a self-fulfilling thing. I've never been into that stepmommy stuff. I hate that, by the way. When fans call me mommy, I'm like, gross. I don't like it. But I do love the like the energy of like a younger, you know, always on the ready guy. Even though sometimes I'm like, okay, well, you can go somewhere else with your always ready because now I'm tired. I need those pellets, man.
I'm telling you, they saved my life. Like, I'll text you the information before I go for mine. I pay her cash, but they do the blood work, and I'll text you my HGH doctor. I'm actually going to start a podcast about anti-aging hormones for both men and women, because I could tell you some of those men our age, right? They have those testosterone pellets. They don't tell you that, but they do the testosterone. I was dating a guy close to my age once. It was horrible. He had a pot belly. I'm like, dude. Like, I was at the gym with him,
too. You have to push
like,
it down to right pop it up. Him. Push it down to pop it
up. Just don't talk to me at the gym. I'm fucking working. I just don't. Don't. Just don't. Just pretend we don't know each other. And then, like, we had the gut.
This
and then,
chick, man.
Oh, God, this got worse. Girl, no, it got worse than that. Then he was taking testosterone. I'm like, ill. This is just horrible. Like, we'd gone riding on his motorcycle. I have bikes too, but we'd gone riding. But that day we were with his bike. Let me tell you what I did, girl. It was so bad. Like, I just, he's like, well, you don't want to come in. I'm like, no, no, no. I had my helmet still on and I was getting in my car, like, with the helmet on. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh my gosh. Why? Why? You didn't. So let me
because
ask.
I didn't have a small dick and a big belly.
Oh my gosh, this is going to go bad. Listen,
it's not going to go bad because everyone knows. My friends know and they love it.
No. Okay.
Snap on young guys.
I have never, ever had a weight issue until 2020. I went through the change and I was also, and I'm not afraid of saying this, I was like, oh, I'll switch from vodka to beer. And I was like nonstop sitting around drinking, because that's my thing, man. And I cannot drink. Okay. I don't touch the stuff anymore. But so I gained like 35 pounds. And all of a sudden, I am my worst nightmare. I'm like standing there naked. And I'm like, what's that smell? Oh my God. It's like the fat smell, the cheese smell, like the, oh my. Oh, no. And I'm like, and I, here I am with this 20 years younger guy. And I'm like, oh my God, 3-5 baths a day. I finally got on the semaglutide, the Ozempic. I finally got on it this last year. I couldn't take it anymore. And people were like, oh no, this was before my comeback. So I was like, I can't, like, I want to do my, you know, my OnlyFans and stuff, but like, I cannot. And people are, you know, those people that are like, these are the people I don't trust. Yeah, fine. You don't need to change anything. No, let me tell you something. I need my Ozempic. I'm not on it now, but I need my Ozempic and I need my Botox. So don't, you know, I don't need your opinion about like that I'm focusing too much on my body. It's my body and I don't like being fat. I have had friends that, dear friends, and I've even had a relationship or two with some heavier people. And because I loved their, you know, their energy so much, but I got to tell you, in the bedroom, it is just not something that I enjoy. There's a smell going on and, you know, it's just, you can't help it. It's like, so listen, but I don't want to like hurt people out there. I know some people have a real physical issue with it, but there are, for those of you who are sitting around eating cheeseburgers all day long, I don't know why, and I'm not going to be mean about it, but maybe go get on some semaglutide. And, you know, try to eat healthier. I know it's not easy. Healthy eating is a little more expensive than crappy, unhealthy eating for whatever reason, which makes no sense to me. But like, dude, it's just not fun. It's not fun. And groom yourself. Thankfully, I don't have to deal with a bunch of people anymore. Let me tell you, some people, they just like, I'm sorry. I shaved. I showered. I like, you know, made myself smell nice. And you are stinking up the room and your toenails aren't cut. Like, go get a pic. Men, get pedicures and manicures. There's nothing girly about it. I don't want your hands on me if they're all crusty and gross. And feet, get a pedicure. Is that, I mean, am I crazy?
No, that's fine. No. But things with pedicures, and I just realized this the other day because I went for mine. This girl next to me, like, you could smell her feet. It was so gross. So I want to go for my pedicures from now on when it's not crowded. So I want to go first thing in the morning, right? When I'm not sitting next to someone, and it's just the temperature of some of the people where I live, they just don't give a shit. Like, that's one thing. In the 90s, people actually cared about their looks and the way they put themselves together. Nowadays, they don't give a shit. It's like, girl, go fucking bathe. And for her to say she's going into a meeting right after and she had like her hair up like this.
Greasy.
And like some sweats. It's like, where the fuck are you going to a meeting?
My gosh.
Oh, that's right. People are doing work from home. And that's one thing with OnlyFans, right? At least it gives you something to look forward to. You get all dolled up and stuff.
Yeah. And you love it.
So if you're looking for the safest and coolest way to bet online and the most variety, of course, of games and like almost anything you could bet on, stop at betonline.ag because I guarantee you there is something for everyone. Like, I couldn't get down with that because I can't, like, I have an OnlyFans, but I don't put anything on there, obviously. It's just, I couldn't do what you girls do now. It's just such a different, like, a different temperature, right? So I like the days of studios and just doing stuff. But like this, I can't, like, plus you're way nicer than I am because you could probably chat with people longer. when I was like, what I was one of the first webcam girls for Hustler that ended like within 5 or 10 minutes after the cam went on.
I was camming.
Not really naked. Yeah, exactly. Some guys.
I cannot stand it.
Fuck yourself. Yeah.
That's like
yeah,
you're yeah, begging. Exactly. You're begging, and you're like, "Here's all my stuff, dude." I have when I was a stripper, like I didn't go around the room begging for you to throw 5 pennies at me. And here's my whole hoochie coochie coming. You know, like I got the a hole. Like I'm all. You know who I am. I'm gonna turn it up, and I'm having to sit here for an hour begging you. Talking about my dog, like no, no, no boundaries, my friend. I am a nice person, but I have my limits, and I have found that if you make yourself available all the time, people mm-hmm. will vampire that energy, you know. And I just like I shut the phone off. I shut things. I put them away. I'm like, nope. I got to take care of me. Self-care. I got to take care of me. I don't owe you an explanation for why I didn't answer or what, you know, and if I don't like what you're saying, I don't have to answer you, you know, but taking that power back and only doing what I want to do, which the platforms have given me, and also the ability to pay for school so I can go do, you know, music production school and get my sound recording studio going because we're all musicians in my, like before the way that porn was working and you know, do with this, whatever you want, but this is just the brutal truth. When I came in, it was like, okay, so you're spending the money to test, you're buying your own wardrobe, you're paying for your hair, for your nails, for your makeup. And they're giving you this one-time check, which by the time you've paid your agent and for all that other crap, you know, maybe you made like $800, maybe, okay, realistically. And that was it. That's what you got. So there was no hope of retiring unless you stepped into the big, bad, ugly world of seeing people in private. And that is not good. I know some people that can handle it, but I do not. I believe that there are energy cords that you connect with all these people. And like, it's insane to meet someone that you don't know. I don't care who does what to figure out if they're a good person or not. That is insane. And so now the way things are, you don't have to do that. You own your own content. They take their little piece. And you can retire and not on someone's couch.
That's a good way to put it. Like I lost that part completely because we just had feature dancing and then
yeah,
had contract
your
girls.
Generation contract was girls. So different.
It was fun. You got to do your dancing. I think some girls were seeing people that wasn't really my jig because
I don't see you being able to tolerate that.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I met someone once, but the thing is, we were at the bar, and I put shit in his drink so he could just go to sleep, and I already had my money. So, hence, I wasn't really a bad whore. No, this is what you got to do. Like, you can't be. Look, you want to take up my time, right? It's the Jasmine fucking experience, okay? It's a GFE on Jasmine's terms. Benadryl. Yeah. You got to put powdered Benadryl in the food, though. Or you put, like, the eye drops in the drink. Then they got diarrhea, right? Then they have to go home to their families. But that's how you do it. You're not killing anyone. You're not guaranteeing anything, really, when you take that money. So I feel like girls missed out on how to do this the right way. But it's
Jasmine's pamphlet. Oh, my God. I just don't even see why you would even want to do that when you're like, I don't, like, and challenge. Just that unhygienic, just, I don't know. I don't like rubbing my skin all over. Okay, there is money
right,
in
but you know,
the platforms. Granted, for right, someone who's got a reputation. Yeah.
Right, you just got to stay on it and stay on it, and it's very time consuming. So I could see some girls having to do that, but I also see a lot of tourists as well. Like you go on girls' Instagram pages, oh, to meet me, international model from Belarus. Bitch, who the fuck are you? You just bought all your followers.
Can I tell you something? When I went to rehab, I met a couple of those girls. They're not having the fun they think that you think that they're having. And they're no, not. No, no. I mean, I was in there. The music industry got me my scholarship to rehab a couple years ago. And I saw a couple girls in there, you know, and fentanyl, like these girls are so beautiful and they don't have a name in my industry, but you see their Instagram and they're, oh, I'm here in this town, you know, and you know what's going on. Cause I was told, you know, we had these private conversations and they're miserable. They're miserable. They're unhappy. It is just not sane. It is not a normal way to live your life. I am very supportive. God, I believe in protections and all of that. So I'm not anti. What I'm saying is that it is just, I've never met one person who's really, really like mentally, spiritually, completely like happy all the time. I mean, nobody is really, but doing that line of work, I'd say go get a sugar daddy. Just be a sugar baby. They're better. That's better. You know?
Yeah, I had this conversation with Kitty Quinn about sugar babies and mistresses. We had this talk like a couple weeks ago, and it's true, you know? And having like doing this comeback, obviously you're a woman with a goal right now. What's it been like so far? And like, what's some of your favorite content to shoot on your OnlyFans?
Okay, so I've literally, this is day 33 for me of, you Woo! Know, I moved here day 34 days ago and I had a small relapse. So I drank and then, so this is day 33 of my sobriety and I'm not ashamed of that either. So like, you know, just in case it might help someone, you know, it's a little humbling, uh-huh. But I'm really happy. There's a lot, you know, I'm very, very involved in my 12-step program out here. So I've just been trying to organize shoots with other girls. Like I said, that's my limit. Girls that I like, I've been reaching out to. I've got one set up with my favorite girl that I have. She's a lady that I had do my feature movie girl scene with. And that is Aiden Starr. She's one of the original Spiegler girls. Do you know Aiden? I love Aiden.
I know of her. Just good things I've heard. Yeah.
She's amazing. I mean, she's definitely known as a super dominatrix. She's this little, you know, 5 foot tall, natural, busty, blonde. The first time I met her, she's a director for Kink. I don't know if she still is, but she is like a therapist. I mean, the minute I met her, we just bonded. We talked about all kinds of things. And like, she got into my head, but not in a bad way. Cause you know, I was submissive and she was dominating me. I've done like 4 or 5 scenes over there with her, all epic. And she just like immediately figured me out. Like she knows, I don't know. She's a very dear friend of mine. She's just very dear to me. So that is the one I've got set up. I've got other girls that are now getting back to me. I'm really excited to get into that because one of the things I want to do is really portray, you know, I love that whole Andrew Blake era of stuff, you know, I love the fetishy stuff, but I also want to show more like sensuality, you know, no foot on the head kind of stuff. I'm really good with a strap on. I'm an anal master. I'm a squirter. So like stuff can get dirty and stuff, but I just, you know, I want, and I think my fans on my platforms, what I'm noticing is that they really respond well to the stuff that I actually really enjoy doing. And I love women. It can get hot, kinky, and nasty. It doesn't have to be, you know, porn star punishment. I hated that site. Like, I don't want to slap someone around and down talk them. That's not my thing. Like, if you call me a bitch when we're having sex, we're out. I'm out because you can call me a dirty little slut. You know, but don't call me a bitch because a bitch is someone who is the girl who stabbed me in my back in junior high. I'm not a bitch. Okay. But now I'm going to be a bitch because you just called me a bitch. You know? So no, deal with your dingle dangle by yourself because this bitch is leaving. This bitch just got dry. It's not happening.
Yeah, real dry.
And that's another thing I love about the platforms. When I was shooting for these companies, you know, and I was really like, I just did not want to do this incest porn, the stepmommy. So I don't care what you call it. It's incest and I don't like it. So that's just that. I have a strong stance against it. But have I done scenes in that vein? Yes, because I needed the money. So what I did was I was like, well, you know what? I'm just going to go be hardcore. So I was doing all these crazy things over in Europe and crazy things here. And the thing is that like, all it takes is one guy in the room to be a complete dickhead and violate all and one hard thrust to break your ass or whatever, because the guy's being a fucking dick. And, you know, now I don't have to do any of that. I don't have to do what other people are telling me or be like at the hands of someone else who doesn't have my best interests at heart. And it's so funny because I'm doing really simple solo stuff, you know, just putting my energy out there, talking to the camera. It's very intimate. It's like POV style. And these guys love it. When I put out this other stuff, like I had an old scene that I hadn't released, I put it out and it didn't get nearly as much play as my, like, the stuff that I love. It's an energy thing. I think when you're doing what you love, that energy just flows.
Yeah, I think it's like, it's different when you have a director there giving you the scene of what they're trying to shoot. And it was so different because like where they're doing double penetration and all that stuff. And back then, like the only good thing I could say about 90s porn is we had really good looking guys to work with that were studs. And yeah, we could really shame them.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't the most pleasant person to work with. I'd yell at guys and stuff.
I've heard. Oh,
can you see that? Like, I wasn't positive.
Oh, I was on set with Mick one time where I was doing a Ghostbusters thing. It was three guys.
Oh.
And the two guys on the scene, I'm riding the one guy in the ass, and these two guys are standing, like, on opposite ends of the room, and I finally was just like, I'm supposed to be doing this, right? You know, doing John Bonham while I'm, like, rotating, you know, like, doing the thing. And I finally was just like, if you fuckers do not get your hard-ons over here, then I'm leaving. And Vic's like, because I was always kind of the opposite of you, unless the guy was being a dick. Like, I was always in the, like, you know, just keep the guy from, like, you know, feeling bad about himself. So I'll do the fluffing and all that stuff. No, it's just you and I have a little difference that way. But see, I don't even put myself in those situations now, because now I'm like, my knees hurt. Does anyone have some glucosamine chondroitin? My arthritis is kicking in. Is there anyone here willing to do it? Show up, do your job. So I just don't put myself in that situation. But yeah, I have, and I remember Xander Corvus was the third guy that day, and he'd worked with me for years. And he was like, oh, so we're going to be a princess today. Julia Ann said that to me once too. I could get like that too, but it would just take a certain... to where I'd be like, if you fuckers aren't going to do your job, I'm out. Get your dicks hard. Stand closer. Don't make me have to go to the fucking massage therapist and the chiropractor for 2 weeks after this, because you're not, like, what are you afraid of? Is it my tooth? I'm going to nick you with this tooth. I have a crooked
tooth.
So I could be like that too, but you're just like right out the gate. Listen, God bless you. It's your job.
No, you have to. No, you have to, because if you're showing up to do a scene with a hard on, you're supposed to be like that. It's not my job to help you. And when the camera isn't rolling, don't touch me. Go fuck yourself.
I love
you. Jack yourself off, because I have other things. Well, I'd be like, they're looking at my nails. I'm like, all right, well, can we go? Because like, I have to get to my nail appointment. Can we do this, do that? Once the makeup artist had to like help the guy stay hard between scenes, they're like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Well, I'm like, I'm gonna fucking shut up. I said, you shouldn't even be here. You call yourself like male talent? What are you like? You're supposed to be on gay porn or some shit? That's where you're supposed to be.
Oh my God.
Not on a straight porn set. So that's the shit I was doing. That's nothing. That's me on a good day. But don't forget, I was only shooting like one day out of the month or 2 days if it was three scenes or something.
Yeah, because you were a real superstar back when we had real stars and you were.
I was a diva, baby. Come on. Give me that much. No.
I've never seen any of your work. You know, I wanted to not have like a skewed version of you in my mind. I'm just kidding. I can't even watch porn anymore.
I was doing this stuff. I pretended. See, that's the thing. Thank you. But I just pretended I was enjoying it when I wasn't, when I had like better things to do. Because part of that, my career, I was living in Huntington Beach. So I wanted to get back down to Huntington Beach.
I want to get back down like there too.
We would do.
Yeah.
Go to Hurricanes, have a drink.
Hurricanes.
Go talk to like hot guys with muscles and
shit. Dude, oh my God, they were so hot back then.
Right?
Yes.
Like, what the fuck?
It's not the same.
I know, too bad. Like, well, we could body shame. Like, we're like, I do body shame people sometimes, even at the gym. Because when you see people there with a camera doing this, you go to the gym not with the expectation of being taped, right?
Yeah.
You go to the gym with the expectation of working out, right?
This is a different generation, though. Like, I don't like pulling out my phone. Like, you will never see me at a dinner with someone. Like, I do have my phone, like, I don't put it on do not disturb all the time, but I do have it to where it will pop off if it's like a family member, okay? Because that's like, but my, I'm old school, man. Like, I, you know, when you're with someone at a dinner, you're not looking at your phone. And if you are going to take a picture, it's like a couple down the barrels at the end, like to remember the event. Not like, I've sat there with people where they're like, and I'm like, I'm never, ever going to hang out with you again. I cannot, it's rude. It's rude, but this generation, they don't even know that. Their parents haven't, you know, like they haven't been taught. Like they think that it's fine to talk to someone while they're looking at their phone, texting someone out, like eye contact.
Well, also they sit there like a bunch of them. I was at a restaurant and you had a bunch of them taking their photos, barely talking to each other.
Yeah, what is that?
And just like texting. It's like, stay the fuck at home. Like, why are you
here?
Be
in the moment.
Go home.
Be in the moment.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to take photos of it and post it.
Yeah, it's like, this is my life, but I'm not really living it. Yeah.
Or someone else living it. Are we from another world?
Yeah. Could be.
So how many hours a week would you say that you actually put into your content?
Well, no, I mean, because there is a creative process of, you know, other than like, okay, so, you know, I'm constantly thinking. And now that I've moved, like, I do have some help with direction, which is amazing. But, like, I'm thinking, and then I come up with an idea. Because I've done this porn thing for so long that, I mean, I can put on an outfit, put on my makeup. But I just, you know, I'm, like, sitting there looking at myself in the camera. And then I'm like, oh, my God, look at that. Oh, you know, like, so I really need to come up with like inspiration, and sometimes it's random stuff that inspires me. Now that I'm here in LA, I do have someone who is a dude, so thinks like a dude and can give me like a little direction and run the camera. So like, I'm doing it for myself sometimes, but then I also have an amazing person who's doing it for me, and then that's much easier. So for hair and makeup, I do my own hair and makeup, and I did for a long time anyways in the industry. I've worked on Pamela Anderson's makeup a couple times. I'm a mediocre makeup artist at best, but I happen to just be like celebrity adjacent for most of my adult life. So she's a really cool chick, by the way. So that book she wrote made me cry. I love her. She is exactly how she presents herself. She's just Pammy. She's a sweetheart. But so the makeup takes a while. The hair takes a while. Then I've got an ass hose, you know, so I'm normally, it's all anal av love all the time. And it's always, so I'm like, so that's like a whole day. Like, I don't throw my makeup on really quickly. It takes me time. Sometimes the eyelashes get stuck to my fingers and then I'm cussing, you know, and then there are days when I'm like, I'm not even going to do this. Forget it. I'm done, you know, but I try to stick to at least one day a week of solid shooting. That's going to change now that I'm here because I'm going to be collaborating. So I don't really have an answer for you yet because I've never done this before. I was shooting for other companies. Now I'm here after 7 years. And it's a different ball game, but I like this game a lot better. I like it a lot more. So, and then, you know, as far as like talking to people, interacting, I have to really have like my schedule set on that. So I would say it's like 2 days out of the week, I'm spending a few hours dealing with that and then taking customs, getting Skype shows booked. The Skype shows are really the most challenging, I would say, because it's a lot of back and forth. But I do try to be really, really fair with what I offer and really, you know, someone has to really be like rude and pushy, then I'm just gonna just once in a while tell them to fuck off. But so sober Veronica just goes delete, you know. It's a lot. I'd say I'm always working in my mind, and my biggest challenge is to step away from the work so that I can have my life and be centered, because it's kind of like Norma Jean and Marilyn Monroe. Like everyone wanted Marilyn, right? But Norma needed to be and breathe too. And so we've got Veronica, and then we've got me. And Veronica is part of my persona, but there's this other side to me that's like slightly autistic, needing my noise-canceling headphones half the time, but wanting to work in a sound studio with headphones on. My ears are super sensitive. Like, I like to read books. I you know, like I'm a thinker, and I have a sense of humor. Like, it's not always sexy all the time with me. I'm a big goofball, you know? So that's the side, though, I learned the hard way that probably best to keep to myself. Although some mega fans really love it and know it. But, you know, I've learned not to express my opinions on my sexy social media. I have another social media for my music. I've kind of neglected it of late because I've been moving and readjusting. But, you know, I've learned because I have some strong opinions like you. But I've learned that it's best to just be, you know, Marilyn. Just be Veronica for that so that it doesn't hurt my bottom line. That was a long jump from how many hours a week do I spend on this? So obviously I'm thinking about it morning, noon, and night, you know?
No, I get it. Like I spend at least 1 hour a week or two. I spend like maybe 3 hours, 2 hours a week, I would say, on my live stream, maybe an hour to like 2 hours. It depends on what I'm doing. So I'll always give that to my fans. And like they know, they just know that I am the way I am.
Like, and, how can you be anything but what you are? I mean, I hate when people just don't embrace, just be you, because you're that unique light in this world, you know?
Well, yeah. But when I get on Twitter, I don't think you've seen some of the things. Well, I did it today, and I took it down a few minutes ago. I was cursing off this guy who has a talk show, his co-host, who is a cunt, this girl, Natalie, who basically was saying stuff about OnlyFans girls. You should have seen me go off on her. I'm like, bitch, for your age to be as fat as you are, going into like Aloe wearing short skirts is disgusting. And you're bashing on OnlyFans girls? No one's going to pay to see you half naked.
I've been around I've been around it too.
I went off on her. Yeah, and then his assistant like messaged me. So it was really, it's a show called The War Room with this guy.
Oh, Steve Bannon. I've heard of that.
Yeah, this girl's a fucking nasty little cunt from like Santa Monica or something. Bitch, your face took up the whole camera. What are you saying about OnlyFans girls? I'm sorry.
Listen.
Like, do you ooze of every old man you've possibly banged in Mar-a-Lago or like the West Palm Beach hotels?
Isn't it ironic?
Wants to look at you naked, but
you're playing the same game, but you're doing it underhandedly. You're playing it.
Yeah.
At least I'm up front. You get this for this amount, and fair exchange, right? I mean, listen, I gotta eat. But the girls who are playing that game and then bagging on us, we should be supportive of each other. But you know, women aren't going to do that. So whatever.
No, little girl, cry me a river. Especially going into like Aloe.
That'll be the day.
That large of a skirt at your age. With your cheese sticking out?
I don't even know what is. What is Aloe?
Aloe. It's a gym store. They have like really cool tennis skirts and like workout leggings. You'd look hot. You'd like so bomb in like their tops. You'd be falling out of it, but you'd look so bomb ass in them because they make them for like girls that are chestier that look good.
Okay, so I'll check it out. Like,
you got to. So I'm going to actually leave in a few minutes to get my hair done because fortunately I go to Salt Lake City tomorrow, but my hairdresser is closing her shop up early because it's a Friday. I don't know
you
what
gotta
this
get that done.
Is.
I'm getting mine fixed tomorrow too, so.
My roots, baby.
Yeah, I got that spray. I love the spray, but yeah, I'm with you. So I've just such an honor to get to do this with you, Jasmine. And I'm glad I found you through Vic Legina. Get it? Like vagina, Vic Legina.
Vic Legina, Vic Legina. I don't get it. But one night you should come on the live stream because the guys keep asking for you. So I want to have you on. This is definitely like conversations worth carrying out. But I do want you to give us your socials before I bail out and go get my hair sprayed and teased. What are your socials? Because I'd like people to go out there and support Veronica and her comeback and support her content, no matter what it is. So please give us your OnlyFans and everything else, please.
Okay. So my OnlyFans is, oh my gosh, this is terrible. So I'll start with my ex profile. It is at Veronica Avlove XX. Avlove is vulva spelled backwards. And I'm going to spell it out for you because for some reason I have a gajillion people who gaslight, what do you call it, catfish people in my name. And it's really funny because you can click on a profile, looks exactly like mine, and one letter is off. So it's Veronica, Veronica Avlove XX. Now, when you go on that profile, there's an all my links, and you can click that, and you can see my OnlyFans, my Instagram, which is kind of brand new because I was banned back when Omid was going around screwing everybody over. And I just was like, now I'm like, oh man, I got to have the Instagram. It's actually kind of fun. The Instagram, I'm not going to quote it right now because I don't have it memorized. I'm terrible. And then my OnlyFans, you can find the link on there too. So go to my ex and I will actually, I'm so sorry. I'm terrible about this, aren't I? I know what my Twitter is.
No, it's okay.
And I have my links listed on there.
Just hop on Twitter, everyone. Find her, all my links. Everything's like right there. Her OnlyFans, which you have to go and support.
Please support.
And Skype shows.
You need support.
We all do.
It's a part of you. I think they're much bigger than they were. They were 34D. I believe they're more like an E now, 34E. They're really jiggly and soft. Yeah. They were like hard. You know, I had like a hard body. Now I'm like kind of. I'm soft. I'm feminine now. Thank you, my love. You do
you
too.
You look hot, regardless. I have your number. Let's stay in touch. But thank you for hopping on board and sit tight.